USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. Senior presidential advisor Kevin Hassett is reportedly leaving the White House before the summer is over. Hassett previously served on the White House Economic Council and returned this spring to assist with President Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Existing home sales still plunging amid the pandemic. The National Association of Realtors just reporting a drop of 9.7% in May. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Police in Chicago say they're looking for help from citizens. After another weekend filled with gun violence in the Windy City, Police Superintendent David Brown says there's a common theme with this violence.
Gangs, guns, and drugs, and no consequences when Chicago cops make arrests.
Brown is demanding that violent offenders be kept in jail for longer than they currently have been, and that home monitoring be revamped. As of last night, nearly a dozen people were killed and almost 60 more wounded in shootings between Friday evening and last night. Some stormy weather is headed to the southeastern U.S.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
In this case, it's the remnants of a Saharan dust storm that has sent a dust plume across the United States. It's expected to arrive in the southeastern U.S. by midweek. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Atlanta's interim police chief speaking out about tensions in the city between his department and the community as a higher than number amount of officers have been calling out sick since former police officer Garrett Rolfe was charged with murder for the death of Rayshard Brooks. Rolfe shot Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot a little over a week ago. The interim chief says the department will not tolerate lawlessness, although the department is sensitive to the protests. The New York Museum of Natural History is now requesting that its statue of Theodore Roosevelt be removed. The bronze statue of Roosevelt on horseback with a Native American man and an African man standing beside the horse is located on the front steps at the Central Park West entrance, and it has sparked controversy over the years. Mayor de Blasio saying that removing it is the right decision at the right time. No word, though, on when the statue is going to come down or where it will go from there. And one of grunge rock's most iconic instruments is now the most expensive guitar of all time. Kurt Cobain's 1959 Martin D18E acoustic electric that he played during Nirvana's MTV Unplugged episode sold for a record-setting $6 million over the weekend. It had previously been appraised at about $1 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.